Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, stay away from.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Echo. Check.
KCKJ, KPR.
KAPR, KCKJ, how's it going, Phil? KAPR, KCKJ, go ahead. You out there, Phil?
Yeah, hi. Hey, I've been wondering, do you ever watch America's Got Talent?
Every so often I do. What's going on that one?
Well, there's a young lady from your hometown on there who's been a big hit with a dog show, with a dog act.
Well, now I'm going to have to check that out, see if it's on the Method Facebook page.
Yeah, her name is Olivia. I didn't get her last name. She's made it through the first few rounds. She's going to the, I guess, the finals or something. They really liked her. She's got about three different dogs she does, and it's pretty cute. She's like 18 years old.
Well, that's something I got to check out, then, when we're done doing our little drive around today. I'm on vacation this week, so with the daughter and the wife and Melissa, and try to go drop off some fair food to her co-workers, and then do a couple other things and be a path home.
Just like pass that on. We're just getting ready to go out of town and visit her, go to our daughter's city in Oregon, and her son and his family are coming up from L.A. Big hell of a dude. What do you call him? What's the word? Hello, or whatever.
Gotcha. Yeah, Melissa and Rachel say hello, by the way. I'm in the back seat.
Well, I'm sorry, who said hello?
My wife, Melissa, and my daughter, Rachel. You've met them at the Sunday breakfast.
Oh, yeah, very good. Good little Melissa and Rachel. So, yeah, we're just going to lunch ourselves right now. So, all right, catch you later. Talk to you in a week or so. Have fun. KCAKGO, KAPR.
All right. Have fun on your out-of-town excursion there. Say hi to the family. Say hi to Debbie for me. Talk to you soon. 73, KCAKGO. KPKP on the stage.
Are you on?
KFAB.
KFABMW radio check. KFABMW radio check on 55. Stay warm.
WAMCV, WAKNX. WAKNX, WAMCV. W8FCV, W8KNX. Did you get it all figured out there, Mike?
Yeah, I think so. I forgot I had to kind of unhook a couple things and hook the HD up to the bigger antenna here and through the amp.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if you'd get into it without the amp, but cause I just use the handheld here from South Lyon with no problem. But yeah, you're getting in there just fine. So there you go. There's some DMR fun for you.
Well, very cool. Thanks for being my first Q-filler on the DMR.
Yeah, I figured I would fire it up and see if you were listening. I don't turn this one on all that often, but from time to time. There was a friend of mine who's Silent Key now way on the east side. Used to catch up with him on this one from time to time, but don't get on here too often. But, yeah, so at least you've got it. At least you know you've got it programmed, right? Because that's half the battle sometimes, but maybe we'll get Jim on here at some point. That would be interesting. He had it once, but he got rid of it.
Unfortunately, Shane there, not his call escapes me at the moment, but he sent me his all his stuff there, so we're able to kind of have a starting point for programming there and kind of built on from there. But, remind me, what DMR rig do you run?
This is just a handheld MD, I think it's MD380 TYT. I just had this one forever, but it has a cheapy, I don't know, million swaps ago it feels like, but serves me just fine for the little bit of DMR that I do. But yeah, it's certainly if you've got something that's already started programmed or someone helps you out, that helps, because it can be tough to learn from from nothing to get the idea of how to program DMR stuff. It's always good to have a code plug that gets you started or someone who knows what they're doing. What are you running? Is that the Motorola that you have?
Yeah, it's that Motorola R7 I bought off of QRZ there. It was a pretty good price from what I'd seen them run elsewhere, so I figured I'd snatch it up, but I just wish it was a dual bander just so I could use it for VHF stuff as well. But I mean, I guess with most of the DMR repeaters being UHF, so oh well, the cool rig is pretty nice. It has great sound quality. I like the it's kind of rugged and good battery life and stuff there too.
All right, yeah, you'll have to bring it along next time you're down this way. I would be curious to see it. So see what you have going on there. Yeah, most is UHF and, you know, most of the commercial stuff, even the AM stuff that does DMR single band, that's kind of what it all was originally designed, you know, but when it was, before it was really used for AM stuff, was all single band, of course. But, all right, there you go. You got a little test getting ready to pull the plug for the night. I think you're certainly good to catch you, Mike. I'll have to keep this one on more often. We'll say 7-3 for now. WAKMX.
Hey, thanks, Roy. Yep, and that was I think it was Shane KSAD was helping me out there and sent me that. So I appreciate that, Shane. And then yeah, I'll bring it down Friday here down to Maumee and just take a look at it. So I'm sure. Well, if I don't catch you tomorrow night on the air, I'll definitely catch you this weekend. So again, thanks for picking me up or calling out to me, and see you here soon, Rory. WAKNX from WMTV, I'll be great.
Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot you were headed down to Maumee there with us. So yeah, that'll be fine. Maybe I'll throw this one in there just for fun. You can see what the cheap version looks like. All right, 7-3 WAKNX.
All right, sounds good. Yep, 7-3 WMTV.